Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is John Batchelor in conversation with my colleague Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, who teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. We turn to the news about Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania. In the reports recently, there's been much attention to their mishandling of the anti-Semitism chanting and provocations on campus. The news of the moment was that anti-Semitic slogans were projected on certain buildings at University of Pennsylvania campus, and the president, McGill, said there will be an investigation. The news at Harvard was that the president of Harvard, Claudine Gay, sent out another email to the community saying that she condemns this and that about the conduct of the Hamas. But more importantly, the news that anti-Semitism will be added to the mission of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office, the DEI. I asked Richard Epstein about these matters, and his response was, as usual, vivid. Here's Richard.
The first thing I say is both presidents should resign. They're just not up to the job. They never have been. They have no clear moral vision of what a university is about, and they take positions of indifference in the face of massive evil. The general view that they said was that we could always remain neutral on these kinds of issues. I think that's a desperate mistake when you have mass murder. What they all had to do was not to say we endorse the Israeli positions on the settlements or anything else. What they had to do was saying hacking people to bits without provocation is wrong. And they won't bring themselves to do that. And the moment they don't say that, then in fact, all the demonstrations are to come out. And the moral relativism within the center of the university means that you have to allow other people who are saying hateful and miserable things, defending implicitly the kinds of slaughters here, to have their say. They project this on the building. And she said, we're going to investigate this. But she did not say, we're going to expel the university students or demand criminal prosecution of anybody who wants to engage in this kind of behavior. You cannot be the leader of a great institution if your only beliefs are in agnosticism and in skepticism. You have to defend the intellectual integrity of your own university, and they can't do it. DEI has become, as far as I'm concerned, a complete menace in the way in which it operates on campus. If you believe in diversity, it means that you want, for example, to be anti-Semitic in many cases, or to favor certain kinds of groups. If you look at the Harvard admissions program, look at the number of Jewish students, look at the other numbers of students there, check their academic credentials and see whether DEI is designed to get rid of insane barriers against intellectual improvement, or whether it's designed to create inexcusable preferences. The DEI programs have gone completely over the top. And what they do is they emphasize political loyalty to very radical causes over anything that has to do with intellectual integrity on a campus. And to say what we're going to do is to expand a program like that is just the wrong thing. What you have to do is you have to eliminate these programs root and branch, and to make sure that what happens is academic values control inside of academic institutions.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.